Well, let's go before the Lord and the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, that you are the good shepherd, that we shall not want for anything. Father, we thank and praise you that you told us that you make us to lie down in green pastures and you lead us beside the still waters. How did we get there? Because the good shepherd led. Father, we thank you for leading us this morning, for being a good shepherd, for leading us to your word on this morning, oh God. We thank and praise you, oh my God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the D.A. Cillian family. Father, we thank and praise you that they followed your leading, oh God, that they were obedient to your word, oh God. And because of that, we are all blessed because we can partake of a word, a message, the leading, the guidance of the good shepherd this morning. Mm. Glory be to God. We honor you, Lord. Father, we ask that you bless Dr. E.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, oh God, that you continue, oh Lord, to order their footsteps, oh God, and lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, Father, we thank you that whatever their hands touches prospers, oh Lord, and that goodness and mercy follows them all the days of their life, oh Lord. And Father, we ask you to the same blessings upon the D.A. De Leon family, oh Lord, that favor reigns all over them, that a blanket of protection is over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us, from the one who joined us this morning for the very first time to those who have been with us throughout the beginning of this call, since the inception of this call. Father, we thank and praise you, Father, for him. We know you know what they stand in need of, oh God, so bless them abundantly. Favor them abundantly. Provide the protection in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you and praise you for our speaker who will come forth this morning, who will bring a word, oh God, that we know we need to hear. Father, we thank you for everything that you have done, oh Lord, to prepare the speaker this morning. And now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to have your anointing up on them, Lord, and that you just move them clean out of the way so it be all of you and none of them as they bring forth the word. Bless them abundantly in Jesus' name. And we bind Satan in Jesus' name because you are not the good shepherd of him. So there is no room for Satan on this call or any of his cohorts. So we bind them, cast them out, put a gag order on them in Jesus' name that this call will go forth with clarity. And we may be enriched, enhanced, and empowered by it. We give you praise, O Lord. We call it God. We give you honor. We love you, Lord. And we daily seek to please you as we are led by and as we follow you, the good shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. Be blessed today as we follow the good shepherd. And I will now turn you over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, woman of God, for opening us up with that awesome tag, Follow the Good Shepherd Friday, and also for opening us up with that anointed prayer. We thank God for you and pray that you will have a wonderful and super fantastic day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. TMC family, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We have been here every single Monday through Friday, over 4 years here on the Master's Call at this divine and appointed time in this telecommunications sanctuary. And we welcome each and every single one of you. We invite you to dial in every single day, Monday through Friday, at this divine and appointed time. The mission statement for this call is that when you call in as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your life will be enriched and enhanced and empowered as you begin your day. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So every single day here on the Master's Call, we begin in prayer. We also end in prayer. This is Friday, so Friday, that means that after the benediction, the prayer, the benediction, we go into hearing from you, hearing your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimony. So today is that day that you get a chance, the opportunity to share here on the Master's Call. But maybe God is purging you. Maybe he's purifying, detoxing you, and clearing you to do something new in 2015. So if this is you who I'm talking to on the line, maybe God is purging you to be a minister here and bring a message. Maybe there's something that you want to say. Maybe you want to greet the callers as they come on the line in the morning. You have the opportunity to do that here on the Master's Call. So we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And we will respond to you. We also have a website. Yes, I said website. We have our own website for the Master's Call. And our website address is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. We are in day 12 of our 40-day fast. All of the prayer directives, all of the information and instructions as far as what you can do for the fast and what you cannot do for the fast are listed on our website. So please, please, please visit our website and please share our website with someone else. Immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call, and we invite you to dial in to 530-881-1300 and the access code 5395-98 pound immediately following part two of this call today. If you are an artist, international entrepreneur, you know that the Artists Kickoff 2015 will be happening on January the 24th, 2015 at the Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Please, please, please check your back office for further information. Or if you're not a part of Artists International, which is the number one reshaping garment company and health and wellness company in the world, please get back with the person who invited you to this call so that they can share more with you about what Artists International is about and how an appointment with artists can truly change your life. Well, now at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, and I know that there's a message coming straight from the throne room. So the speaker this morning, he is no stranger to the Master's Call, nor is he a stranger to Artists International. He walks victoriously because Artists International has truly changed his life. His name is none other than Pastor John. Pastor John comes this morning by way of Brooklyn, New York. He is a man who walks in victory. He is more than a conqueror. He is a cancer survivor. He is a man on the move for God. And we know him as that man who knows the LaVie's product. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor for me to bring to you none other than Pastor John. Pastor John, are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Could you hear me?
God, morning, man of God, I hear you loud and clear. Please take it away.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let me say this morning I give honor to God and the Holy Spirit for leading my life. I give honor and bring greetings to Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. I give honor to God and bring greetings to all God's wonderful people, all the ministers, all the servants of God. Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Happy New Year to everyone. This is 2015. And today's topic will be 2015, Do It Jesus Way. The scripture tells us in the Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, it says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 16:25, it becomes redundant, but it is scriptural because it's written twice. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Oh, praise God. Jesus' way this morning is the only way. Let me begin by saying this morning, did you fail last year? Did you give up? If you did, try again, but this time, do it a different way. Because there are two ways to approach life's goal. One is the way popularized by a song written by the late Frank Sinatra called My Way. In that song, we realize that Frank Sinatra boasted that he lived his life my way. This morning, I come to tell someone he is not alone. Could you imagine there are many people who are traveling and who are trying the my way approach, living, loving, dying according to their own rules? To do it my way is to do it alone without any divine assistance. It is also a formula for unhappiness, and it often fails. It does not matter. When you allow the enemy to sift you like wheat, it seems right, but the end thereof is death. That's what happened to many people last year when they were traveling the wrong way, but they all thought and think it was the right way. Oh, praise the Lord. At the very least, they convince themselves there is no problem with the route they have chosen. These are the ones who convince themselves that their absence from worship, Bible study, and active participation in the Lord's ministry was excusable. They reason in their mind that they were serving a greater good through their political service, community involvement, fraternal commitments, attention to family needs, and personal financial growth. With this mindset today, they traveled at a full speed last year without checking a road sign or a map to consider whether the route or the route they have chosen carry them, will even bring them closer to God or take them further away from God. They slept well. They convinced themselves that God will not hold them accountable for the lack of commitment because, after all, they have served a greater good. They believe themselves to be traveling the right way. But can I tell someone this morning, it is a way that seemeth right to us, but it will take us to damnation. It made little sense for Israel to turn to the golden calf. Oh, my friends, when Moses went into the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, God brought them from Egypt and drowned their enemies in the Red Sea. When Moses returned from the mount, oh, with the Ten Commandments in his hand, he found a people that was completely blessed by God, but yet in a mess and was going the wrong way. Am I that person? Am I talking to someone this morning? When we think about our lives today, there are times when we have done some things that have made little sense. We went the wrong way and it didn't make no sense. We have wasted resources we know should have been used for better purposes. Some use or sold drugs or became addicted to something or to someone. Some people live so wild that they slip away off the course that is good. Some never get started because they just sat all year long last year and procrastinate. Some nearly die. But I declare that things would work out better for anyone who decide to go on God's side of life, who decide this morning to do it the way that Jesus says to do it. That's when you decide to do it God's way. It was Jeremiah who reminded Israel, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, where there is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, Israel said to him, we don't care. We don't care what you're saying to us. I don't care what happened. They said, we will not walk therein. They were saying like Frank Sinatra, they will do it their way. The difference is what God's, the difference is that God's way gets us godly support and favor for our efforts, because what we do is according to his plan and his will. It also points us away from destructive activities and points us to things that will build us up. When we do it God's way this morning, we may fall down, but he picks us up and we can try again. The Bible described in Proverbs, Solomon described it, there is a way. Everything smells good, feels good, seems right. It seems like you're doing the right thing unto a man, but the end thereof is death. Many saw the dream die last year because they did it their way. When a man pleases, when a man ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. Oh, praise the Lord. It was the prodigal son that he sat in his despair when he did not want to do it his father's way. When he came to his father's and said, listen, I cannot wait for you to die. Give me my inheritance. I want to do it my way because I have a good idea. I want to enjoy it. I want to go outside there. I got a good method in the name of Jesus. And he began to do it his way. But thanks be to God. In Luke 15:17, he came to his senses and decided, why am I dying from hunger when my father's servant have it better than I? I come to tell someone this morning, oh, praise God, James says, don't only listen to the word of God this morning. For 2015, tell yourself, don't only listen to the word. Don't only read, hallelujah, the 23rd division of Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. But it's time we know the shepherd and have a relationship with the shepherd. Any graduate from high school or GD diploma can read the 23rd division of Psalm eloquently, but there is a difference, my friends, when you develop, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, David says, he lead me in the path of righteousness to listen to God's way. Hallelujah, praise God. Jesus says, hallelujah, those who hear the word of God and put it into action, oh, are blessed today. If you are willing and obedient, we will eat the fat of the land. Oh, praise the Lord. This morning, I stopped by just to say to a few folks this morning, 2014, you may have failed, but you can do it again. 2014, maybe it didn't go your way. Check yourself this morning and see the reason why we failed last year. It's because we did it our way. We had good ideas, and all the ideas we had, we didn't want to listen to God's plan because maybe God's plan was something too stupid to us. It was something too stupid to me. So therefore, I went along with my way, but don't you see, it didn't work out. For the past 40 years, it's not working out. For the past 30 years, it has not been working out. For the past 50 years, it's not working out. It's a time that we come to this, our senses, and realize that Jesus Christ is the only way. Don't you come to the point whereby he told Gideon, your army and your warriors, your, oh my God, your 32,000 army, oh God, it's too much for him. Don't you understand what God is saying? Gideon have to listen to God in order to be victorious. And when he did, he went up with an army of 300 against 135,000. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I come to tell someone that's 450-1. But the Lord God of mighty bring them to the mountaintop as they blow their trumpet. He calls in the valley all the 135,000 Mennonites. He calls a confusion among them and they begin to kill each other. Oh, God, he say he will fight your battle. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Put it in the hands of God. He said, hallelujah, consider the lily of the valley. He says to consider, hallelujah, the fishes and the birds in the air. They do not walk or toil. Oh my God, hallelujah. But if you seek ye first the kingdom of God this morning, which is Jesus' way, hallelujah. If you put him, hallelujah, first this morning, if you take him seriously this morning, the church today is having problem with commitment. I understand the church have a lot of people who love Jesus. The church today have a lot of people who cry out to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime. The church is filled with people who run around the church and fall on the ground and yell out to God, hallelujah, and give him praises. But we are lacking commitment. We are lacking doers of the word. Peter reminds us this morning that it is written to be holy because God himself is a holy God this morning. Paul wrote to the Corinthians to remind us the temple belongs to God. And if anyone defile the temple of God, he will destroy it. This year, 2015, don't, hallelujah, do it your way anymore. I come to tell someone Jesus' way is the only way. I come to say to someone this morning, it's time to make a declaration. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. When Solomon prayed and asked God to make a provision for the people because the people was doing it their way, God came back and gave some conditions in the second division of the Chronicles, in the seventh chapter, hallelujah. It says in verse 14, if my people, hallelujah, who are called by my name, oh boy, hallelujah, we establish the fact that God himself knew that it was his people in the name of Jesus. He says, who are called by my name shall, oh my, humble themselves and pray. Humble themselves, number one, and pray, number two, and seek his face, number three. Hallelujah. But third, he says, third, oh my God, turn from your wicked ways. Turn from witchcraft. Turn, hallelujah, from the ways that seem it right unto a man. But the end thereof is death. He said, if you only turn from your ways, because my ways are wicked. My ways are rebellious against God. My ways are carnal. Oh, the carnal mind cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, it's enmity against God. He said, if you could only turn from your wicked carnal mind, hallelujah, your carnal wicked ways. He said, hallelujah, those four conditions, Solomon, if my people will only get a hold of it, if my people will only do it, he said, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. And I will heal the land. Oh, do you feel like getting some healing this morning? Do you feel like, oh God, feeling to be prosperous for 2015? I come to tell someone, do it the only way. And that way is Jesus' way. This year, try it God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to our moderator. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise you, Jesus. What a powerful, powerful on-time word. Thank you so much, Pastor John, for blessing us this morning with that message. In 2015, do it Jesus way. And I'll be calling you back after the prayer to give us our benediction for this day. Oh, God, we bless you and we magnify your holy name. We exalt you and we celebrate you. We thank you for this day that you have made. And, Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it as we follow you, Jesus, as we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, God. We know that all great and good and new things will be added unto us. So, Father, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And as we go out this day, Lord, let your will be manifest in each of us. Remove anything in us that is not of you and forgive us of our sins, God. We thank you, Father, for keeping us, and we thank you, Father God, for being our shepherd. We thank you that we shall not want for anything because you are our provider. You are our healer. You are our all in all, God. And so this morning I come right now lifting up each and every caller that dialed into the Master's Call. I come right now speaking total and complete healing over Joni right now. I speak total and complete healing over Martha Marie Preston's mother right now, God. Touch their bodies right now from the top of the head to the bottom of their feet, God. Anyone who has loved ones who you have called on home, God, I ask, number one, that they would submit to your will and you calling them home. But I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would comfort them and give them strength and peace that only you can give them, God. Peace that surpasses all understanding, God. And so we thank you for doors that have been opened, and we thank you for the doors that have been closed, God. I thank you for Artists International, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every plan that is going forth for the 24th will go forth free, clear, unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that you will bring us together, that you would unify us, that we would be on one accord, and that we could take one message out into the world and let people know that Artists International is about faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy, and truly we will continue to change, reshape, transform lives all over the world, God. And so as we are on this 12th day of our fast here on the Master's Call, God, continue to detoxify the bad things in us. Continue to change our minds, renew our minds, renew our hearts, renew our bodies as we seek to get closer to you, God. So we thank you for this day that you have made. And I just thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your provision. I thank you, God, because you are God all alone. And so we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we give you the utmost glory. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that this will be a great day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So to hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-POUND. Remember, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call after part two of this, the Master's Call. And that number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-POUND. Again, 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-POUND. And the replay number for this call, 712-432-1085 and the PIN code, access code 957-677-POUND. On Tuesdays, you can hear Pastor John on his Tuesday call, and I'm sure that he will give us the information for that call when he comes back to the line. Please join him on Tuesday night on his conference call. And also, I would like to ask for special prayer for Distributor Evelyn Shaw for comfort and peace in the home going of her son on yesterday. So we want to also continue to pray for James Flanagan, who is Reggie Platinum President in training, Reggie Flanagan's father. We want to continue to pray for them as well. So at this time, Pastor John, if you could come to the line and go ahead and just give us the information for Tuesday's call and also give us our benediction for this day. We would greatly appreciate it, man.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said, if any one of us sick, let us call the elders. And, oh God, as elders of, oh God, the church today, we join together on behalf of Reggie Flanagan, oh God's dad. Oh God, you know the details, but we ask, oh God, for a divine intervention. We ask, oh God, that that the works of God be manifested in him as it did with the man who stood there from his life being blind in John chapter 9. Oh God, at this time, hallelujah, that your work will be manifest, oh God, and the glory of the Lord will be, oh God, radiant upon us. Heal him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor John, for bringing us that message today. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us. And thank you to each and every single one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call. And so now we are headed over to part two of our call this morning, and I am going to bring to the line none other than our co-founder. But before I do that, let me give you the information for Pastor John's conference call. That's on Tuesday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That number is 712-432-1212 and the access code 774-766-352#. At this time, our mother ego is coming to the line, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for all that you do, for our call, for our TMC family, the hostess with the mostest this morning. Appreciate you. And also, we just thank you, man of God, for that phenomenal word this morning, reminding us what it's all about, that we have to keep God first and keep the word of God first. And we just love you and we appreciate you. I tell you, over the years, you have been such a blessing to this TMC call and to the Artists International family, reminding us to do it only one way, the Jesus way. What a powerful rhema word this morning, and we thank you for it. Thanks also to Minister Willa, as always, who greets God's people, saluting our Lord and Savior, and getting us spiritually seated in our telecommunications sanctuary morning after morning. So I am, again, Dr. V, and I love this part of our call. Every Friday, we take time to listen and receive your prayer requests and rejoice with you in your praise reports. When we birthed this call back on October 25th, 2010, one of the clear focal points, main mission mandates of this call is to be prayer midwives, to birth the will of God in the land and in our hearts and in our lives. The will of God does not happen because we want it to happen. It happens because people of God stand in intercession and pray for it. We have a real enemy, but greater is he that's inside of us than he that's in the world. So we're excited to take this time. Just want to remind you again, just quick, that we are lifting up our dear sister, Evelyn Shaw. We have been praying for her son, Duran, who has been in a coma, and he did go home to be with the Lord yesterday. And we want to keep our sister, Evelyn, in prayer for her family, at this time. We also are sending words of Jehovah Rapha healing continuously to Diamond President Reggie Flanagan's father. We've been getting great praise reports that he's doing so much better, Brother James Flanagan, and we just rejoice, our senior saints, and also for Marie's mother who's in rehab, just on the mend, doing better every day. So we wanted to keep these people of God in prayer as part of our artist family. We also want to continue to keep in prayer. I need to follow up with Reverend Biggins out of New York. His mother did go home to be with the Lord last week, and we are waiting to hear a homegoing celebration arrangement. But we want to keep the Biggins family also in prayer. All right, we're going to go to our board and lift up going out to Indianapolis. Miss Jackie, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V. Good morning, my TMC family. I just wanted to put in a couple prayer requests this morning. A friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine, has a son the same age as my son, and he went on to be with the Lord. So if you can pray for the Santiago family. Her name is Carolyn, and her son's name was Alex, and they'll be laying him to rest very soon. And also, another dear, dear friend of mine passed away this week. His name was James Davis. If you can lift him and his family up in prayer, they haven't had his homegoing services as of yet. And also this morning I received a call that my Aunt Emma had had a stroke and is in the hospital and has lost her ability to speak, and that she is having trouble processing information. So if you can keep her lifted up in prayer as well. But as a praise report, I like to give a praise report that my baby, my grandson Caleb, is back in school, started classes yesterday, and my adopted grandson, Darian Boyd, started school on Monday. So I'm thanking God and praising God for the both of them.
All right. Back in school.
Hello, Dr. Vanessa.
Yes, man of God.
Could we keep Bishop Hardin's? He's an Artist International distributor. His wife passed away. We have the funeral this evening. Could we keep him in prayer that God will strengthen him and the family?
Oh, yes.
Bishop Marvin Hardin, yes.
Okay, keep in prayer. Yes, I will. Got it down.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for letting us know. It's always hard when the leader is grieving and still has to lead passing of his wife. And you said the funeral is today?
Yes, the funeral is today. We have the funeral. The homegoing service is tonight, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man of God. We got
You're
it
welcome.
There.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Miss Jackie, was that all?
Also, I was accepted in the leadership classes, and I did my consecration last night, and my classes start tonight.
All right. Leadership class starts tonight. All right. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, we're going to keep going, and let's head out. I think this definitely is a New York number, 0758. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Good morning, my artist family members. This is Deborah from New York, and I would like to say that my aunt passed on Friday last week, and we had her homegoing services last night, and she'll be laid to rest today. So I want to thank you all for your prayers and ask for continued prayers for strength for my mom as she's laying her sister to rest, and the rest of the family also, and traveling mercies for those who have traveled across the states to come to New York as they return back home. My brother Andrew is experiencing severe cramps in his legs. I'm not sure which artist products to use, but I'll get that information. I'll do the playback. If someone has it, I'll do the playback and get the information because I'm on my way out. But to keep him in prayer for healing for that condition.
Okay, Miss Tiffany, do you have a suggestion? We know artists on the Lviv is always first, Ms. Tiffany, is there anything you suggest to her quickly? Tiffany, if you'd you are unmuted. All right. Well, do you have Tiffany's number or Facebook to contact her?
I am on her Facebook page.
Okay. Why don't you reach out to her, and I know she'll get right back with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, and we'll definitely be keeping your family in prayer. All right, we're going to head on out to Philadelphia. Good morning, good morning, Ms. Shervon. Welcome to the Master's Call this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored.
Amen, amen. Yes, yes. I want to thank the Master's Call family for their prayers in regards to my niece and her now transitioning home with the Lord. The services went really well. None of that cut-up kind of stuff that could have happened, because this is one branch of the family that it was a possibility, put it that way. And so Lord blessed the entire services. I actually had a voice, praise God. It's acting up again, but Dr. Vanessa, I'm going to do what you say. Be quiet this week as much as I can. I don't know what's going on with this, but anyhow, that part is still acting up a little bit. But I also want to thank the family for prayer in regards to I've asked at different times prayers about my job, and I still do need continuing prayer with that, because there's just some evil syrup stuff that's going on. But at the same time, I'm really starting to see where certain individuals, God is like really covering or moving them on to better jobs, put it that way. And that's always good when those who are trying to do the right thing are able to be covered in that way. And I just thank the Lord for it. And then I wanted to ask for prayer for the college students. A lot of them will be returning back to their individual schools and whatnot. And we're not only blessed in our family to have a couple this year that are in school, but one that will be graduating from your alma mater, my niece, great niece, Clarissa Whiteley, will be graduating from Spelman this
day. Oh, she's a good woman. She's a good woman.
Yeah, with her degree in criminal justice. So.
Amen.
Just thought
Amen.
About that. Yes, she's going to be staying down there in Atlanta to go for her law degree. And we blessed at our church that we had a lot of individuals that was able to go off to college. And so they're all going to be returning back. As I just ask for prayers for them and over them, because colleges these days are not like it was for me, put it that way. And so they have a lot more things up against them. And I just thank you, TMC family. Y'all have a blessed and Christ-centered weekend.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, sweetheart. All righty, our next caller, 1651. Welcome to the Master's Call. Good morning. 1651. Oh, okay, great. You're unmuted. We can hear you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master Call family. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. I just like to just thank God for this this call and this time of where we can call out for prayer. And I just I have a couple people here. This is Pastor Charles chiming in from Portland, Oregon. I have a young lady that I grew up with. Her name is Lori. Lori Palmer. She's in really need of prayer. Her grandmother has just passed away, and while she was putting her grandmother away, his name is Jasmine. He's got shot, and he's in ICU. He's fighting for his life, and so I just like the TMC family to keep Lori Palmer and her son, Jasmine, and their family lifted up in prayer.
Are you saying your son's name is Jonathan, Pastor Kit Charles?
No, his name is Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. Okay, son Jasmine, and I see you. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Jasmine. And also I have another childhood friend, Deacon Cunningham. Deacon Cunningham, he's in ICU. He had a stroke, and he's fighting for his life as well. So I just desire prayer for the Palmer family and Deacon Cunningham.
All right. And all we right. are so glad to hear your voice and look forward to hearing you next this coming Monday.
praise the Lord. I do have a word. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, we look forward to hearing from you. And thank you for calling in. And we're just speaking blessings over you for the weekend. All righty. Headed back to Chicago. Good morning. Good morning again, Miss Willa.
Good morning again, my TMC family, Dr. Vanessa. Praise report, first of all, Kenan made the first leg of his trip to Florida. He left from Kansas City on yesterday and got to Atlanta. And as we know, he's going to his new position in Florida. And so I'm asking for traveling grace and mercy for him as he travels from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale today. And that's it for me. Thank you so much for all your prayers.
All righty. And again, we celebrate and congratulate with that new job. Amen, amen, and amen. Are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? We see our co-founder was also on the call, and we thank all of you who supported her in her new venture and ministry that God has given her with her master class series. And we continue to cover that in prayer and speak blessings upon it and look forward to even more joining her next Thursday as she continues in this four-week series. Amen. All right. If there's no other prayer requests or praise reports, we will go to our Lord and Savior in prayer. Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this fabulous Friday that you've given us that we've never seen before. Thank you that your word says your mercies are new every morning. First, we thank you for your messenger, your mouthpiece, your man of God, Pastor Glenn John, who brought a word reminding us the only way, the righteous way, the already anointed and appointed way to do any and everything we're called to do is through you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that word that stirred up our hearts, stirred up the gifts of God inside of us, reminding us that it is all about you. And in 2015, through me, through you, all the miracle signs and wonders shall be seen to arrest a dying world, that you, Jesus, are still Lord. We thank you, Father, that you pour virtue back into his heart, his life, his ministry, his business. Father, he gives so much to the body of Christ as a pastor. He gives so much as a distributor, as a diamond president with Artists International, helping everyone, anyone who comes along his way. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen this, your man of God, even right now. We thank you that we words of comfort and peace to our dear sister Evelyn Shaw and her family with the homegoing of her son Duran. We thank you, Father, for your Jehovah Rapha, your touch. You know, we send the word only, you told us, as you did the centurion soldier, that we know the Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue, the blood of Jesus, does the transfusion from on high, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, of our dear beloved James Flanagan, Reggie's father, and for Marie Preston's mother. We just thank you that we're seeing the miracle in the making. We thank you that even in their latter years, you're touching and restoring their body, for there still is a great work for them to do. Father, we lift up the Santiago family with the passing of Alex. We send the word of comfort to Carolyn and the entire Santiago family. We thank you that you heal the hurts, this time of transition. Bring about peace, bring about unity in the family, where sometimes, many times, when we cannot trace your hand, when our hearts are crying out, why? When we can't trace your hand, let us lean on you and trust your heart that you know all. We pray for the James Davis family with that passing also. And Father, we send the word, Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue to Jackie's Aunt Emma. Stroke is a name, and it's a name that must bow to the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for a supernatural touch, for Jehovah Rapha healing, for a miracle that settles the issue even in that hospital for all those around her, that you still restore, revive, and renew. We thank you for the praise report of her beloved son, grandson, Caleb, and Arian Boyd were going back to school. We thank you that you keep them on the straight and narrow. You keep the blood hedge of protection around them. You remind them in that 1 Corinthians 10:13, that with every and any and all temptations, you make a way of escape. So we thank you that they're greased down with the anointing of God, and they always escape into purpose and into destiny. We speak a successful semester and school year. We thank you for the acceptance of Jackie in the leadership class, and as it begins as she goes tonight with excitement, with expectation, and anticipation of her spiritual promotion. Continue to stir up the gifts of God in your daughter of Zion. And Father, we thank you that we send words of comfort to Bishop Harding. We keep him in prayer, Father, as he's laying to rest, as he's celebrating the homegoing of his wife, and even in the ceremony today that he has to celebrate her homegoing as her covering, but also as her husband and those children with the loss of their mother. Father, the church family, you do what's needed with your touch, your peace. Let it be a celebration of the life and legacy that the woman of God lived. And we just speak peace and comfort to Bishop Harding, Father, as he walks through this season with you, holding him and even carrying him through this season of transition. We pray for Deborah with the passing of her aunt, and lift up her sister and her mother who lost this sister that she so loved. We speak peace and comfort and traveling mercies for the family as they all are coming into New York from all across the country. We just thank you that she fought a valiant fight, and now she's in your presence this morning. Give peace, 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 Sophia, peace, shalom, peace, I speak, and the wisdom to know, God, that you have it all in your control to that family. We thank you that we pray for her brother Andrew, who has severe cramps in his leg. You're the Jehovah Rapha healer, and I thank you that if he does what he needs to do, his part, you've already touched and healed and done your part, Lord God. We thank you for Siobhan, her love for life, and her love for you, for her praise report of the homegoing celebration of her niece, that your presence, your glory, and your power was present at that celebration, and that all went well. Continue to minister to this niece's children, Father, all the family members. Bring comfort, bring resolve, bring endurance in you to go on and do what you have ordained for these your servants to do. We thank you that Siobhan had rested her voice, and so now it's getting stronger. Continue to send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her voice. We thank you for strength and total restoration. We continue to pray for peace on her job and curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy that would try to bring disruption and confusion and strife. We call you out and put an axe to the root of your assignment and power and send you back sevenfold to the face of the enemy. Now, Father, flood her workplace with the shalom peace of God. Father, the order Siobhan steps even as she walks through the office and touches the chairs and decrees peace and order, and that you will rule and reign in that workplace. Father, we pray for college students everywhere, and students, high school, all the way down to the little ones, start out in K school, that you bless them as they're returning back to school. The blood hedge of protection around each and every one of them, a garrison of ministry angels always accompanying them. Oh, we thank you for a good year, a successful year. And Father, as many are celebrating Martin Luther King, as many are celebrating the legacy of having your dream and believing in your vision and not growing weary in well-doing and the fight for justice and to hold on to truth. And I thank you that you're stirring this up in the hearts of the young to the old, that are reminded of the sacrifices made so that we can have a better day and live life in a better way. Father, I thank you for educating all. The teachers, Deuteronomy 5 says, teach the young as they walk along the way, apply to the doorpost of their heart, teach history and truth to the doorpost of their home so that they know from whence they came. And with humility and gratitude, we look forward to where you're taking us. Father, we lift up and thank God for Pastor Charles as we pray for Lori Palmer, her grandmother just passing, and her son, Jasmine, in ICU. I send words of comfort and strength to Lori and peace in her heart. Father, you are the Surgeon General. We send you into that ICU where Jasmine is fighting for his life, and we call him the heal and the hold in you. Peace, peace, peace to his mother, Lori's spirit. And we also send words of healing to Deacon Cunningham. Stroke is but a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that even as he's in ICU, that you and you alone are touching his body, healing his body in the name of Jesus. And Father, I send words of healing to our artist distributor, my mother's caregiver, Joe Dell Thompson, who had a heart attack, Father, and I thank you that he is recovering. Heart attack is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. Daddy God, you know, and I thank you that he's already recovering better than all could have helped, hoped or believed. And we just thank you that for especially all the many elderly that he cares for. Give them peace and bring in what is needed while he is resting and recovering in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for Kenan, and we speak traveling mercies as he's driving from Atlanta down to Fort Lauderdale. We celebrate and congratulate your promises of coming to manifestation for this new job. We thank you that he will have great success and that this will be a blessing that was worth the wait. We just thank you for traveling mercies. And even as he communes with you in the car, just minister to his heart. Give him strategies in his mind. Order his steps to find the right place to live, the right church to attend, the right circle of associates. And we cover his marriage, Father, all that is important in his life. We thank you and lift it up to you. Now, Father, for all the spoken and unspoken prayer requests on this line, we thank you that you are a God that hears at utmost. We thank you that you answer prayer. We keep a heart of attitude of gratitude, and we thank you by the blood of Jesus, the blood that never loses its power, that these prayers have hit the mark and they're already answered in you. Father, we thank you that you're speaking a fresh word to our heart as we're laying prostrate, consecrated before you. And as we're all this artist fast, as we're all this fast for truth, as we're all this fast for instruction, as we're all this fast for discipline and growth in our lives, speak to our hearts. Spirit of the living God, have your way in us and through us, and we'll give you all the glory. And we thank you that you're touching our bodies, that we stay strong and disciplined and faithful. Father, we ask you to be faithful. Help us to be faithful on this time of consecration, on this time of praise. We thank you that you're illuminating your will, your kingdom come, and your will being done in our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names. We love you, we thank you, and we adore you. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a wonderful, worshipful, working weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Be blessed. We love you. See you then. Bye-bye.